With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A top California Republican says Democrats have ruined energy policy in that state.
And it is because of the Democrats, led by people like Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom, and their war on energy. The Green New Deal. We have the most natural resources when it comes to energy right here in California. We should be leading the country when it comes to energy.
California GOP Chairwoman Jessica Patterson tells the Salem Radio Network the energy policies put in place by California Democrats have hurt the state's financial health.
We have paid the highest gas prices in the entire nation. We have the highest gas taxes, and our roads aren't any better for it. And, you know, you just need to go right over the border to Arizona to see the difference. And it is because those high regulations, the lack of permitting, and the war on energy that California Democrats have put.
Patterson says Kamala Harris wants to share her failed energy and public safety policies in California with the rest of the nation. The date is set for a presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. The on-again, off-again September 10th debate is on again after Trump agreed to face off against Harris on ABC, and he's proposing two more debates before Election Day. Also at SRNNews.com.
Iran's newly elected president has reappointed a U.S. educated official who came under United Nations sanctions as head of the country's nuclear department. State TV says civil engineer Mohammed Islami will continue his work as head of the country's civil nuclear program. The 67-year-old's reappointment by President Masoud Pezeshkian comes as Iran remains under heavy Western sanctions following the collapse of the 2015 deal that curbed Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. But the United Nations sanctioned Islami in 2008 for his involvement with Iran's nuclear development. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on children. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Fewer and fewer women in this country are having children. The birth rate is below replacement level and has been for years. And a lot of Americans are concerned. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly half of adults think women having fewer kids is a bad thing, versus 20% who think it's a good thing and 30% who don't think it matters. Also, nearly half of adults say they do not plan to have children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harrison Butker is not backing down. With NFL training camps underway, members of the media are again questioning the Kansas City Chiefs kicker about comments he made during a college commencement speech in May. Butker says he stands behind what he said then. During the speech, he blasted Gay Pride Month and President Biden's stance on abortion. Butker also accused some Catholic leaders of pushing the LGBT agenda. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Water issues in South Texas. Here's John Scott.
Research from a federal agency shows that the two international reservoirs that supply water to the Rio Grande River were receiving less water than they did during the 1980s, even without accounting for water deliveries owed by Mexico. Water levels at the Amistad and Falcon International reservoirs are currently at 19 and 12% of capacity, respectively. Officials said the decline highlights the need for that region to diversify its water supply, noting that 90% comes from the Rio Grande. John Scott reporting.
Paris has closed out the 2024 Olympics with a star-studded show in France's National Stadium. The French capital has handed over hosting duties for the Summer Games to the next city in line, Los Angeles, in 2028. Wildfires in Oregon have burned more acres of land in 2024 than any other since reliable records began in 1992. This is SRN News.